It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
There are so many reasons I love doing Beauty Inside Out. The first is, of course, my wonderful co-host, David Pollack. The second is that I learned so many new things. Now, David, oxygen treatments for radiant skin is something I'd never heard of before, so I'm really excited, and I bet you out there are curious as well.
We're going to have fun, but you know what? It just hit me as you're doing the intro. We should have an applause button or something, so it sounds like everybody's applauding. No, I'm kidding. No.
It's in my head. Their applause is in my head.
There you go. No, we hit on a lot of subjects from beauty, from the inside out, that most people don't even think of. You know, you and I have talked about even the ego side of fashion and how the synthetic dyes can hurt ourselves. But today, I want to talk about a treatment that's becoming more and more popular at spas. A lot of women are getting into it. You're going to see some at-home treatments, but it may surprise you. We all know breathing, oxygen, is essential for life. I mean, just take a deep breath. And that's going to help us, of course. But what you don't realize is that oxygen also goes to our skin. And it's needed to help us have a healthy complexion. It enhances elasticity. It can increase our cell turnover. Basically, it's indispensable for radiant skin. However, you've got a couple problems. One is pollution, our environment, our surroundings, and the natural aging process all take a toll on this, on our oxygen levels in our skin. And you ready for this surprise? By the time you hit the age of 30, so when you get to 30, Lisa, when you hit the age of 30, the oxygen levels in your skin, you ready for this, have dropped by 25%. That's amazing
to me. Oh
boy,
so what happens when you hit 40?
Well, I'm glad you asked. When you hit 40, your oxygen levels in your skin have dropped by half. I mean, that's an amazing number to me. So by the time you hit 40, and for those of us maybe a little bit beyond that, our oxygen levels have dropped by half. So as many deep breaths as I'm going to take isn't going to change that. So what can you do? Now, one of the big trends is to help do oxygen treatments. A lot of spas are doing it. A lot of celebrities rave about it. And there's different types. So what they do is they'll go, some use this air pump and a hose, and they actually just breathe it, thinking they're going to breathe the oxygen into their skin. Some have a mask that'll go over their entire face, and what they're trying to do is pump oxygen over it, hoping for your skin cell to absorb it. My argument is that's going to be your face, not your entire body, but that's another conversation, okay? Some use pure oxygen and just blow it over your skin in this mistreatment, like they're misting you or something. And I'm not going to argue with those good, bad, or otherwise, because you got some people raving about it, and that's wonderful. My problem with it is that the oxygen molecules that they're doing this for, you've got oxygen molecules in your body, and they become unstable. And that's what we call free radicals. And you and I talk about them all the time. You and I talk about antioxidants. We talk about different foods. Okay, really what a free radical is an unpaired electron that's all of a sudden going to start robbing from other healthy oxygen molecules. So if I already lost half by the time I'm 40, think of what I'm doing when I put other oxygen on my skin that's going to cause this chain reaction. It's going to create all kinds of unhealthy cells. And so the best thing, of course, is to use antioxidants to fight some of this, because we want to keep our skin cells as healthy as possible. But you want to take a look at other ways to getting to the skin and getting oxygen into the skin. Because again, we talked about how important it is for radiant skin to increase our cell turnover. So we've got several things hitting us with age. As we age, we're losing the levels of collagen and elastin. That's provide the elasticity, allows us to touch our skin and watch it bounce back. It allows us to have the firmness. Our cell renewal rate, our skin is in a constant state of renewal. And as that slows down, our skin can become dull, wrinkles start to appear, and your skin's not going to be have this nice radiant glow. So we have so many things hitting us. You have the free radicals attacking us. So what you want to look for is new technology, and from proteins, using from different yeast extract is my favorite. There's one called Oxy754, and it's one I work with all the time. It's naturally derived from yeast. It's then a bioactive protein that will work with the body. It gets the body to stimulate cell respiration and oxygen consumption. It's all it's working with is the skin tissue to get it to regenerate on its own, which your body has lost over the years. Here's the great part. Topically applied, you can actually get your skin oxygenation to increase by 754%. That's huge. I'll say it again.
Something you can do on your own?
This is something, what I'm telling you about is an ingredient that you're going to now find. It's a yeast-derived extract. It's called Oxy-754. You want to look for it in serums. Obviously, you already know that I put it in my serums. I have an energizing oxygen serum, so you know that I'm increasing the energy level of the skin cells and increasing respiration. And so that is one of the most important things I can put into my serums that are going to provide targeted solutions. So whether you look at one I've created, whether you're out in the stores, I always say flip it and read the label, because I often want you looking for, I'm going to say, toxic chemicals and make sure your products don't contain them. I'm all about having safe ingredients in there. But now I want you to flip it and look for one of the yeast extracts that can increase skin oxygenation, because I don't want to see you putting the oxygen on your skin or these other treatments that can create free radicals. There are some that do it with hydrogen peroxide and you feel a bubbling effect. But again, all you're doing is creating unstable oxygen molecules and harming the skin. So there is a way to do it topically, and that is through extracts and through skincare that's going to be absorbed through the skin and work synergistically with the skin to get the body to produce it. So if I can increase your skin oxygenation by 754%, I can certainly increase the cell turnover rate, and in turn you have more radiant skin. And the way to do it, flip it and read it and make sure your product contains Oxy-754, which is a yeast extract. So look for home treatments that can be done. As you and I talk about all the benefits of natural ingredients, this is just another natural ingredient that should be incorporated to any skincare regimen.
All right, David, I'm going to keep an eye on my mail. Hint, hint.
I wonder what you meant by that.
You'll have to figure it out. But I'd really love to try yours, David. So what you're saying is, if you go, and I'm guessing if you go to the dermatologist, this is pretty expensive. Or would it not be a dermatologist? Would it be like some sort of spa?
You know, I've seen it more from the medical spas. I don't, you know, that's a good question. I don't know what the dermatologists are doing, but I know a lot of the med spas and the estheticians are doing it. I hear about it more and more from celebrity treatments, but I really have some big concerns about it. While the concept is great, while I agree your skin needs oxygen, while I agree our oxygen levels drop as we age, we need to then get our body to produce that oxygen so we can have healthier skin overall. And so it's not just about moisturizing your skin. It's not just about adding all these vitamins to your skin, but your skin has certain functions it normally must do. And as we age, we lose a lot of that. And so if we can find a way to get our body to do it on its own, or trick how to work with the body and skin, we can look younger. Obviously, we're never going to stop the signs of aging, but we can help minimize it as much as possible. We want to look as young as we can and be as energetic. That's why you and I talk about our diets and exercise. I mean, you work out, you eat healthy. Do you not feel better?
Oh, totally. As a matter of fact, I just got a juicer, and right now I have a juice that has beet, cucumber, parsley, carrots, celery, two different types of chard, and lemon. Let me just say I added a bit too much lemon, but honestly, that's going to be beneficial. Even though I'm puckering and I drink it, boy, my skin's going to look great. We had a show recently about the benefits of vitamin C for your skin.
It is. And you actually hit on several of the ingredients that are actually hydrating to the body. So one, you're purifying your skin, you're hydrating your body, not just through the juice or the water like everybody's thinking, but actually there are certain ingredients, certain fruits and vegetables that'll increase skin hydration. But more importantly is we want to then get the body to fight the free radicals, fight the damage. We then want to boost our collagen levels, and we want to increase skin oxygenation. So I tell everybody don't do the topical oxygen treatments, because I want to get rid of the free radicals or avoid doing more harm than is already naturally occurring as I age. But I want to then get the body to produce it on its own, increase skin respiration. So most importantly, look for topical serums that are naturally derived using some of the new science. A yeast derived like Oxy-754 can increase oxygenation by 754% and create more radiant, more vibrant looking skin in just a matter of days. There's all kinds of things we talk about on the show. This is just one of the topicals, one of the ingredients that I say flip it, read the label, make sure it doesn't contain anything harmful, and look for things like antioxidants, moisturizers, and oxygenators. This is David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay well.